For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unveiled his long-awaited speech on how he plans to lower American drug prices.
Under this administration, we are putting American patients first.
He says he wants to increase competition and give incentives for the drug companies to bring their prices down. But his plan does not include one element he promised during the campaign, to use the massive purchasing power of Medicare to drive prices down. While the president is calling his drug price fix the most sweeping action in history, Democrats aren't buying it. The president said his plan was focused on increasing private competition to lower pharmacy costs. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says it's nothing more than a giveaway to Big Pharma and won't hold drug companies accountable for price gouging. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he's certain the president didn't know his other attorney, Michael Cohen, was trying to peddle influence. He says that the president was surprised to hear that Cohen brokered deals with companies looking to gain his insight into Trump's policy leanings, including AT&T, as it was researching the Time Warner deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that the merger was opposed by the administration, which is proof that it didn't work.
The Department of Justice opposed the merger, and so certainly the president has not been influenced or his administration influenced by any outside special interests.
Investigators in Tennessee have found evidence of a malicious intrusion into the Knox County Elections website coming from a computer in Ukraine. The site crashed just as vote totals were being tallied for this month's primary. County officials say that no voter data was affected. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Netflix has put out a press release warning its users about a new email phishing scam. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This fake email says, quote, your Netflix membership is on hold. If you fall for it, it will then proceed to steal your credit card details. The email threatens victims with alarming language and account suspension if they don't give their credit card info. Researchers at Malwarebytes say it's a, quote, fairly sophisticated scam that uses a security certificate and a website that really looks like a legitimate Netflix login screen. But they say don't fall for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Elon Musk has given the first glimpse of his underground Los Angeles tunnel and says free rides will start in only a few months. Musk's boring company has been digging the underground tunnels beneath the United States' second largest city in a project to shift traffic through the heavily congested region. Once fully operational, the system will always give priority to pods for pedestrians and cyclists for less than the cost of a bus ticket, he wrote on Instagram. The tunnels are components of Musk's Loop transport system, which he says will ultimately transport people in their own cars or passenger pods. The tunnel, which is funded entirely by private money, would include electric platforms to carry vehicles up to 130 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.